Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis. And I'm back.
She's back.
I got here just right on time, but Jesse was early. He decided to start without me, so he did the chat all by himself. But well, I think he did okay.
I'm not going to say nothing about that.
Good.
Where were you last night? Where were you last night? We were in Dessen, Netherlands. And if you didn't make it, you missed a good meeting. What a blessing of God. And tomorrow or tonight, we'll be in Zurich, Switzerland.
Right.
August the 27th at 7:30 p.m. And then we fly out the next day to Sofia, Bulgaria on Friday, August the 28th at 7 p.m. And then we fly out the next day and go to Nice, France on Saturday, August the 29th at 5 p.m. and Sunday, August the 30th at 9:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. I hope you can make all these wonderful European things. You notice that every night we're in a different country because I tell you what, we're moving. We got to move. Jesus said, go to the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And I tell you what, we are doing that. For all the information, if you want to know about our meetings, just go to our meetings page at jdm.org.
Yeah, we know we have a lot of viewers all over Europe. There's still time to make some of those meetings. You know,
yes.
If not, you could be praying for us. We're expecting God to move in a great way to touch people, reach people, change lives one soul at a time like we do everywhere
it's just such a blessing. The Lord told us to come.
Yeah.
So we did, you know. And I'm going to tell you something that a lot of people don't realize. I never charge anybody any expenses whatsoever at all.
I pay for everything, all of that, the ministry, my own expenses. Our partners help us to do that.
Oh, yes, indeed. Do it all the time. But now, they do receive an offering for us, and that's such a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
But we take that, if they give us an offering, we put it toward a project, and we just take care of the expenses.
Amen.
And
Amen.
It's such a blessing. We've asked the Lord for every dollar, euro, whatever your
currency is,
Swiss
in
franc,
your nation.
Whatever.
Yeah.
That we want a soul into the kingdom.
That's right.
And it's such a blessing, the Lord. So I want to start off right now saying thank you, partners, for helping us do all the things that we do because we couldn't do it without you.
50 years.
Yeah. 50 years.
Yes.
A blessing of the Lord. And it's such, and it is wonderful. And I'm looking forward to another 50. Hallelujah. And I'm back. I'm looking forward for eternity.
Yes.
Completely to do the Lord's glorious work. So thank you, partners. If you'd like to be a partner, we'd love for you to become one. In fact, let me just say this, that we got two projects on my desk right now that's going to cost $20 million. And we believe in God for 20,000 people to give $1,000. I want to make a little announcement. We're already halfway through.
Hallelujah.
Well, you might as well call it halfway
that's
through.
Close enough.
And
right.
We've already started on that first project. And we don't do nothing unless we pay everything cash.
That's right.
You know, we don't go in debt. And because we want 100% of what you give to go in world evangelism. So thank you for those that have done that. Some give more and some give less, and that's right. But we pool it all together and get the work done. If you'd like to be a partner, all you got to do is go to jdm.org, hit the donate button. You can do that. You can use PayPal if you like. You can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. Or you can go to our JDM app and select the giving you want. And JDM app's free.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple. And select the kind of giving you want. Or you can mail in a donation by using the post office like I do. But I ask all of you to be partners in our ministry because we never touch that money. I've even had our own, if you're watching overseas, our own IRS says, that man never touches that money. It's not mine, it's yours. And you give it to people, for us to get people saved. And that's what it's all about. Also, what we're doing this year in 2026 is we have what we call a heaven tour. And we come in Friday, September the 18th. At 7 p.m., we'll be at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas, in-person only service. It's not streaming. We're not doing any of that. There's no worship. There's none of that. What happens at Kathy?
So come early. Come on time, because Jesse's going to start right at 7 o'clock.
She introduces me at 7, and I start talking at 7:01, and then we open up the question and answer and have the most wonderful thing.
Oh, it's awesome.
I got to give you something. The last one we just did was
Minneapolis,
Minnesota. And there was a young man come up. He was about 8 years old, like 7 or 8 years old.
During the question and answer.
During the question and answer period. And he looks at me kind of strange, and he said, why didn't you stay? The place lost it. Well, why didn't I stay in heaven?
It was precious.
But I love what you said. I love the way you answered him. I said, well, young man, the Lord gave me a mission. When I went there, go tell my people I'm coming. And that's why we're doing the
that's
heaven
why you
tour.
Didn't stay.
That's why
and
I didn't stay.
And that's why you're doing the tour, right.
So let me say it again. Friday, September the 18th at 7 p.m. at Eagle Mountain International Church, right there in Newark, Texas.
That's right out of Fort Worth, Texas.
That's right. In-person only service. Learn more of it at jdm.org. Some more upcoming dates for our heaven tour is Friday, November the 13th at Faith Life Church, Sarasota, Florida. My God, we're going to have a wonderful time. So go to JDM.org and you can get all the information.
And we're already
you want.
Making plans to go to Sydney, Australia in 2027.
That's right.
And we have other areas and places.
Well,
that
you know, I only was going to do it this year, but the Lord said, continue some of that. So a lot of people wanting to hear it. And it's just such a blessing of the Lord.
It's life-changing.
So I hope you can attend one time. It's
you
worth
know, Jesse,
flying
we have,
to see it.
We have your testimony that you gave. I think it's the one maybe in the church that you did, in our home church, Covenant Church, that you did maybe back in 2020. I'm not sure with the
I'm
date
not sure.
exactly. Yeah. But anyway, look, I was looking at it on my social media, on my feed, and it says that I think we've had over 2 million views already just on that one posting.
Yeah.
So, and not only, not counting all the ones that people have stolen and that have ripped and placed on their sites, but this has already impacted so many people all over the world. But it's something about being there in person. There's an intimacy. It's a precious time. And you know, no one ever gets tired of hearing about heaven.
No, indeed. It's a blessing. Amen. Also, our book, you know, Heaven, Close Encounters of the God Kind. We also switching it around to make it like a children's book, too.
Oh, yes.
And kids love
We're
them.
Working on that.
Oh,
y'all
God.
Be praying with us. We're hoping to get it before the end of the year, but there's a lot of factors involved with it. So, but it's coming soon. And watch for it on our social media and also in our magazine we'll be promoting.
And our JDM app. That's a blessing
of the
Lord.
And the app, of course. I don't know. You can, what?
You can order all the products
That's
at JDM.org
right.
if you
That's
like.
Right.
And you'll be blessed by it. You know, I'm excited about what God is doing. I want to talk a little bit about me today.
Okay.
And how I react to the finances that you sent into this ministry. And there's a scripture in the Bible that I have literally followed, and it came from the lips of the Apostle Paul, and it's Acts chapter 20. Mm-hmm. And I love it in verse 33. He said, I've coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Ladies and gentlemen, I have done the same. I don't covet people's money.
That's right.
Their silver, their gold, anything. When you send something into this ministry, 100% of it goes into world evangelism. I'm like the Apostle Paul. I work with my own hands. I live by my giving, and I love to give more than anything else. But I don't covet anything anybody has. I never have. God has been good and gracious. And, you know, when I got born again, I realized something that I had a destiny and a destination. And that God gave me his character. And I said, I will not defame the character of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there are a lot of people on social media lying about me. There are a lot of people say things about me because it's called clickbait. They try to make money. They'll hear me saying something, and then they'll go and edit it, different things. So it makes me sound like I'm lying when it's not. And it's simply not true, but they know how to do that. And that's fine. They can do what they want to do. I leave them in the hands of God. But I made up my mind. I covet no one. I love that. That's Acts chapter 20, Kathy, verse 33. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yea, ye yourself know, verse 34, that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. And I like that. So I do the same thing. Never been a lazy man. I've been working full time. And I'm 77 years old at the time you're seeing this. Since I'm 11 years old, you can't do that today because of child labor laws. But some of you may have heard me say this, but my dad picked me up one time at school in my whole life. And I thought maybe mama was sick or something. And so when I got in the truck, he looked at me and he said, boy, I got you a job. I said, a job? Now, I'm 11 years old. Imagine this. He said, I got out of school at 2:35. And Dad said, I got you a job at the IGA food liner, which is a grocery store. You're going to start working at 3 o'clock. The bus is going to drop you off at the grocery store at 3 o'clock. You're going to work from 3 o'clock in the afternoon to 11:30 at night. That's true. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then on Saturday, you work from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Man, that's a 52-hour week. Now, watch this. Then he looked at me and said, I'm not buying you no more clothes, shoes, socks, nothing. You're going to take care of yourself. And then he told me, you're going to pay rent to stay in this house. And I never forgot. I said, okay, it was $10 a week. Now, $10 a week in 1960, that was a lot of money. And he did it to my oldest brother, too. Now, he didn't do it to my younger sister or my younger brother, but he did it to us.
So did Wayne work at the IGA, too?
He got him
Y'all
a job, too.
A job
both
there?
Of us got a job, yeah.
I always wonder when you tell that story, what did you do the day before?
Because
it almost sounds like a punishment. No,
no,
but
it was just the way it was. That's just how it was at that time. And I made $30 a week and I cleared $22.29, and I gave $10 to Dad, and I had $12.29. But you got to understand something. A pair of Levi jeans was $4 or $3.
Well, I think he said he wanted to make a man out of you. And
he sure did.
But you didn't. You wanted to be a boy.
Yeah, I would have liked to have a childhood a little bit, you know, but I didn't. But that's okay. He's in heaven and all that kind of stuff. But my father, and so I know how to work. So I don't covet anything anybody has. I have a friend of mine's got two Rolls Royces. And every once in a while, I get to drive it. He wants me to drive. He said, "You want to drive?" I said, "Yeah," but I don't covet that.
Right.
I will never do those things.
You're happy for people when they have.
Right. And I don't covet your money. We don't touch your money. 100% of it goes into world evangelism. And that's a part of what God's told us to do. So I wanted to read that to you. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or a parable. So when you send in a donation, you can rest assured that what you send it to goes for that. And I mean, that's, am I correct, Kathy?
That's totally correct.
I mean, it's just, and she doesn't touch it neither. We're already taking care of me and Kathy, and God has been good and gracious to us. And we just enjoy getting people saved. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I wish things were a lot cheaper. I really do. I don't know why there's so much money, maybe inflation, whatever you want to call it. But that's all right. The Lord gave me a wonderful statement in 1978. And when I went into ministry, he said, "I didn't ask you to pay for anything." He said it like this: "I didn't ask you to pay for it. I asked you to believe for it." And I have learned to believe like I learned to work when I was 11 years old.
That's right.
And I know how to believe.
Right.
So if I see somebody with a much prettier whatever they have, I'm so excited for them.
We are happy for them.
Even if, I have a beautiful home. Don't misunderstand me. God's been good and gracious. But I went not too long ago to a person. They got a mobile home. And it was, and I was so proud that they have it. And they said, "It's not like yours." I said, "Don't compare anything. Listen, this is a beautiful place. You got a roof over your head and it's wonderful." So, I mean, and they were so excited that I was excited for them. Mm-hmm. And it was just such a blessing of the Lord. So I want to talk about that, Kathy.
You know, Jesse, I was just thinking about when you said that, our first home that we had that we bought because we were renting. Before then, we were in hotels. We had like a little apartment when we first got married.
Yeah, we kept it in Dallas.
And different ones. We had several of them while you were doing...
Right.
Not ministering, while you were in the nightclub industry.
Right, in the rock world.
The rock world. And then we moved to home after we both got born again. My mother had a garage apartment. We lived in that for a short time. And then we bought a house.
What was the name of the street, Kathy?
On Hellier Street. It's a little yellow house. You may have, if you've been following us a while, you've heard us talk about that little yellow house. We loved it. I called it like a little cottage.
It was 960 square
feet. We were glad to have it because we had two bedrooms rather than one, or sometimes just a hotel room.
So Jody had a bedroom.
Jody had a bedroom, and we had like a little small kitchen, a little lean-to that had the washing machine, which the washing machine was connected to the sink. So I had to be careful whenever the washing machine pushed the water out, it would come over in my sink and overflow. I had to hurry and take it off so the pressure wouldn't be too much
to
handle.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd have to mop the kitchen floor. I had a clean kitchen floor because I often forgot.
And you know why we did? We bought that little house because we gave all our money away. That's right. And that was a lot of money. We blessed the church.
How much did we pay for that first yellow house we had?
$14,700.
What year was that? Do you remember? It was
1975. That's when we bought that house.
Excuse me, 75,
yeah. Yeah, and I got out of the music business. The last time I played was Christmas Eve, 1974. And I drove all night, and they were sleeping. I said, "I'll be there Christmas morning." It was in Sykeston, Missouri. I'll never forget it.
Right.
And I never remember driving in that car going home. I was so excited.
Never
forget it. How I was so honored that God would save me because I was such a sinner.
He provided that house. My mother didn't charge us any rent, which was good.
No, she provided the house.
The apartment.
Yeah, the apartment, you know. And that was a wonderful thing. And so when we got there and I found this little house, and I bought it from a man. It was owner financing.
Yeah, because right at that time.
Because I gave all my money away.
Well, at that time, the interest rate was really double digits or something.
Well, it was higher.
No, but I'm talking about in the bank. If you went to the bank,
it
was really high.
It got up to 18%.
Yeah,
at one time.
For him to give us a
7.5%,
which is crazy high today, but back then, we were glad to get it. You know, I remember
how much the house note was? $104.73. Yeah. Boy, today you can't buy a hamburger for that. Just about, you know.
Yeah, that was back in 1975
is when we bought it.
I remember when we went into that house, it had been a red house for like 50 years. It was very old, but it was still charming.
A rent house, not a red house.
Did I say red?
You said rent.
Rent.
Are you tired?
Rent. No, I'm not tired. Okay. Thank you for... I'll catch your errors, you catch mine.
Okay,
let's have an agreement on that.
I understand.
Take it, just receive it.
Yeah, I receive it.
We'll see. Anyway, I remember it had so many roaches in there when we'd flip the light on, they wouldn't even scatter. I mean, talk about those little tiny roaches.
Roaches,
man. We called them German.
Yeah, they walk around like this.
Don't say that.
They were like Nazis, man. I mean, they were everywhere.
They took over.
But we killed them all.
Yeah, we bombed it. Well, like they say, bombed the house with the
poison. Bomb that
for like three times before, and then we come out and just sweep them out the door. It was disgusting.
Never had a roach after that, son.
They didn't come back. They must have told their other roach buddies, don't go there.
There was a Holocaust over there, boy. He killed us all, you know. And I went in ministry, and not in 75, but I mean,
from that house.
I started preaching from that house in 1976.
Right.
A little place, but you know, we were happy.
We were very happy. And I remember that some people, the reason I brought that up, because I remember that when we had some friends that came over to see it from a church that you went to, and they were ridiculing it. They were making fun of it because they thought.
They don't know that. Before that, I could have bought anything I wanted to buy.
We could have, but we chose to not go in debt.
And we chose to bless the Lord's work.
Right.
So we did it. And it was just amazing. And I was happy that the man that I bought it from, he's in heaven today. His name was Mr. Easton Duplantis.
Also, was he related? We were related,
but kind of distant. And he became one of the best friends I think I ever had, him and his wonderful wife. And I sang at his funeral and all that kind of stuff.
I remember you saying, "You'll never walk alone." I loved it when you used to sing.
In that Catholic church, boy, it sounded good.
It was great.
And then big high ceilings, you know.
You were able to hit those high notes back then.
Oh, yeah. I can't do it anymore because I preach so much. But, you know, we lived from the 75 to 81
in that house
and sold it. And God honored us and blessed us.
We sold it for more than double what we paid.
Oh, God, yeah. I sold it
for
$36,000.
And it was already paid for by that time, so we didn't have it.
$500. That's right. What I sold it. And I paid $14.7 for it.
God helped us.
You want a testimony? I'll never forget. This is the very beginning of our ministry, you know. I had to go to the post office, and there in Homer, and it was post office station, post office box 36, station 2.
Right.
There in Homer.
Homer, Louisiana.
This was Kathy's hometown. Make a long story short, as I was walking out, the Lord said, when you get back, there'll be a man standing, and he would have on Levi jeans with a white T-shirt, leaning on a sign, for sale by owner. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I said, okay. Mm-hmm. So I went, and it took about maybe 15 minutes to go to the post office, get everything. And I came back, and as I drove up, there was a man in Levi jeans with a white T-shirt leaning on the sign. And I stopped and I said, "Can I help you?" He said, "Oh, I don't mean to be rude. Is this house for sale?" And I thought, "You're leaning up against the sign."
Well, he could have just meant it could have already been sold.
No, he didn't. No, I realized he couldn't read because he was a fisherman, see? And he said he did his whole lot. And I said, "Yes, sir." And his wife was sitting in the car. He said, we don't want to be rude. Could we look at this today?" And I said, "Well, sure, that'd be fine." His wife got out. Her name was Dot, I think.
I don't remember.
Anyway, to make a long story short, they walked in. Oh, they just fell in love. And what I said, the Lord told me, man, and he would that person would pay cash. And I thought, oh, okay. So they looked around.
They didn't look like they could pay cash.
Uh-uh. About 10 minutes, I guess. Walked back out. He said, "We'd like to buy this house. Do you take cash?" I said, "Yes, sir." And he said, "How about today or tomorrow?" I said, "Okay." I said, "Well, we got to get the paperwork. Let me do it for today, and we'll do it tomorrow." He said, "Fine." Make a long story short, I called my brother-in-law, and I said, "Jules, I need help right now. Come over." He said, "Well, I'm kind of having a day off." I said, "Not today, son." So he wrote up the paperwork. Instead of paying for it tomorrow, we did it that day, exactly like God said. You see, now, why did you do that? I could have bought a nice home. I could have done all this kind of stuff, kept some of the money that God told me to give away. I didn't do that because I don't covet any person's apparel, silver, or gold. You see, because when the Lord saved me, he gave me a clean heart and a blessing of the Lord. So that's even till today. So I tell my staff, when finances come in that you send as a partner, I said, and it might be a check of $100. It may be a check of $5. It could be a check of $100,000. We've had those. We even had $1 million givers. Make a long story short, I said, this is not money. This is people. Because we've asked the Lord for every dollar given to our ministry to give us a soul into the kingdom. That's why we don't blink to ask you to be a partner, because we don't touch it. Because that's your money, not mine, and you're giving it to the work of the Lord. So when I saw that, it really blessed me that Paul did the same thing. And I mean, and he was saying this to the elders at Ephesus, mm-hmm. and he was leaving and things. And he didn't know what was going to happen to him, but he was going forth, and he said, I just want to let you know, I worked and I did the exact same thing as that man. I didn't do the work. I wish I could say I'd done the work that Apostle Paul done. I've done a lot of work, but I'm not worthy to latch that man's shoelaces. But I'm just saying this. You will never have to worry about me and Kathy taking this or taking money from this ministry because it's not ours. And even the IRS understands that. And I mean, and they have checked us out. Do you understand what I'm saying? And found no fault. And so I'm excited about that. And it's just such a blessing to know that when you give to this ministry, that it's safe, that it goes for what you say to do it. Now, sometimes we tell people that sometimes we'll put a project out and more money will come in than what the project costs. I want to just be honest with you. So what we do with that money, we put it on the next project. And people have said, did y'all go over? We did go over, and we put it on other worthy project that God wants us to do. Just that simple. And, you know, people say, okay, I'll give you a prime example of that. In 2005, we had one of the most terrible hurricanes ever hit New Orleans, and that was Hurricane Katrina. Okay? Now, watch this. I mean, 60,000 businesses, 60,000, you heard me right, was destroyed in 5 hours. Okay, people lost not only their job, they lost their houses and everything. Well, there were a lot of people raising money for people, and we decided we would do the same. And ladies and gentlemen, $3 million came in to help people. We did not keep $1. I told my director of finance, I want this watched over like white on rice. People would come and we paid rent for 6 months for I don't know how many people, furnished places as they begin to build the things of that nature. And when it was left and done, every dollar, this is not an overstatement, every dollar that people gave to Katrina for the Katrina outreach went toward people. People. Kathy opened up Covenant Compassion Center. Remember that?
Right.
And we were changing all our computers. And instead of selling them or trading them in, we thought, why don't we just give them to people? Because they lost their computers in the floods and the stuff. And boy, that was way better computer they ever had. And Kathy even did little packs of money because the banks were destroyed. You couldn't use a credit card. The only thing worked was cash. And I forgot how much you put in those little packs.
I think it was 200 cash.
And you told me so you could buy gasoline.
Yeah, we staffed it with people who could manage it all.
Right.
People really, their hearts were open to give, help, because people are so generous. So we had to clear out a space and create a place that it was kind of like a little mini Walmart kind of thing.
We had no damage, me and you. That was a miracle of God because we prayed. How you did all that kind of stuff. And I didn't mean to interrupt you, but
yeah,
I mean...
Yeah, you did interrupt me. Let me finish my statement because we created all of this space. So I staffed it with someone who would manage it. We also had a grief counselor that was in there.
Amen.
Taking care of things. But we just felt like, you know, there were a lot of people at that time who were... we didn't really... I wouldn't call it raise money, but what we did was we gave people an opportunity to give because it was on their heart. So we always we wanted to make sure it went into the hearts, the hands of the people that really needed it. I remember there was a couple of churches in the area that didn't pay their staff. We were able to give them.
That's
we
right.
gave them like $10,000 to several different churches.
To pay them.
Just to pay their staff. Our staff didn't lose any pay.
None.
They were all over the country. They had evacuated as well.
I mean, it was just something to see. I mean, it was devastation, totally, completely. If you remember, it was all over the television, you know, and all those different things. But it goes back to this. The reason why we did that, because we didn't covet anything.
Yeah.
Yet we knew of some churches and some people that money came in to give to people, and they took it and paid off different things that they wanted to pay off themselves.
Right.
And I thought, how can you do that?
Purchase property.
All kinds of stuff.
I'm thinking about purchased a church property from a church that lost it all. Instead of giving it to them to help with their church, they bought it.
Yeah.
I'm sure the money helped that church at that point. Maybe they relocated. I don't know with the whole situation. But I don't think that's what people gave towards. They gave to for you to help the people who were,
to people.
Were hurt.
I never forget, there was a man in his, his little girl came in and he had lost everything. He said, but Jesse, he says, and I said, sir, I'm going to give you 6 months free rent. Boy, and he started crying. He said he wanted to get in his house to start fixing it up. You know, he had got it in, pulled a carpet. It was bad, you know what I mean? Wall, humidity, but not all that.
Mold.
Mold, and oh, it's terrible. He said, and I'll never forget what his little girl said. She looked at her dad and said, I told you, Daddy, that Brother Jesse would help us. That touched my heart. I'll never forget that. So he couldn't believe it, man. And so I said, get in there, it won't cost you nothing. That way you got a place to stay. I cut a deal with some furniture guy that I could buy, because there was some of these places were not furnished. And I bought new furniture and put it in these rental places. So watch this. This man was supposed to take 6 months. He didn't. He took about 3 months because he was working every day. He'd get off. He still had his job, thank God. But he'd work half the night trying to clean his place up. He came back and he said, Brother Jesse, he said, you can now... let someone else have that apartment.
Right.
And I said, so you got your house back together? He said, well, I don't have carpet yet because you had to order it, but it wasn't concrete, but we're in the house and it's all clean and everything. I said, well, do you have any furniture now? No. I said, well, take that furniture. He said, well, that's brand new furniture from the... I said, yeah, I'll buy some more and put it in there for the next person. But they busted out crying. And it touches me when I think about it. Mm-hmm. You know why we did that? We don't covet nothing.
Right.
You gave way back when, 2005,
right.
And you gave to that. So we wanted to make sure that people
right.
Will minister to it. And it was personal to each person. Go
right.
ahead.
And not only that, over the years, since that time, from time to time, people hear about a tragedy or a disaster that's uh-huh. happened in some part of the world, and they trust us to put it in the hands of someone who will do the same that we did during Katrina. So
yeah.
we've funneled that 100% of that to that church or that...
Like Samaritan Purse, which we love.
Yeah, or we've done it to different ones, like a pastor's in a church in Houston, when Houston had flooding in the past.
Yeah.
Different things like that. If we're aware of it, if we don't know of anyone, we'll tell the people. But we try to... We do exactly what people want us to do with the funds that they entrust to us. But ultimately, what we're all doing is still spreading the gospel. That's
Amen.
The good news of Jesus.
That's the whole key, is to spread the gospel. Now, when you understand... I don't know. I very seldom ever talk about this. In fact,
very little. Probably first time we've covered it quite in this way.
I try to protect people's dignity, you know. And so, but when I read what Paul was saying, I want to let y'all know I covered no man's silver, gold, or apparel. I know as I work with my hands. So thank you, partners, once again.
Can I finish it with
yes.
one other thing before
yeah,
you
go
there? Because the rest of the next couple, you know how I like to go to the verses
yeah,
before
ahead,
and afterwards? Because you already talked about how you ministered with his necessity. But verse 35, he says, I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's wonderful.
So he's really teaching these elders who had come with him. He had been with them for 3 years in the city of Ephesus, established a church. He was about ready to leave and go on somewhere else. He left them all these wonderful words of encouragement and instruction, and he led by example on how they're to treat people.
And we lead by example.
Exactly.
And so thank you once again. I don't think I've ever done a boardroom chat like this. I just go do what God tells me to do, and because my main concept in life is reaching people's souls into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I think we read the testimony.
Not yet, but I mean, that's all right. We can hold it for next week.
Okay.
That'll be fine. And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. I want to thank you once again for your faithful financial support. I want to thank you that we're halfway through on this $20 million projects, two of them, and that's such a blessing. And as we speak, they're working on that. We started, and it's just such a blessing. And God is so good and gracious. So
Amen.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart, our hearts, and I mean that. If you ever come see us, you'll find me and Kathy's hand to the plow.
That's right.
We just believe in working and going forth, and we work our birthdays. At least I do. I work her birthdays and all kinds
of
stuff.
We celebrate when we can. It's no
big deal. We celebrate it when we can, and it's just such a blessing. So until next week, this is Jesse and Kathy saying we love you. Now, we're in Europe. Come in these meetings if you can.
Yes.
You will have a wonderful time. And just maybe we might get to meet you in person.
That's right.
And that would be a blessing. So until next week, may God richly bless you. Jess and Kathy saying we love you. God bless you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.